Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, July 23rd, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. And of course, no donation is too small. Although right now, with every $100 donation, you get, as our thank you gift for supporting free speech, a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice, or an official RBN coffee mug with every $100 donation. So, and please, folks, if you can help out, you also get a great conversation piece for free speech in the process. Win-win situation. And, of course, free speech simply cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal if you're comfortable with online transactions. PayPal is secure as it gets, pretty much. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page, republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can always just mail in that donation, folks, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251. Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. I do have my regular Friday co-host here alongside me, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, Republic Broadcast listeners and fellow domestic terrorists. I hope everyone's having a great Friday.
Fellow domestic terrorists, indeed, for being patriotic, nationalist, for not wanting the United States to crumble before these globalist agendas. Is that what you mean?
How dare you support such an evil, evil empire? Yeah, with evil white people at the helm. Well, at least initially. Yeah. So yeah, it's ridiculous what we're going through. The way that they renamed everything. It's crazy world. It's like 1984. You know, where they say, "How did that go? War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Israel is our greatest ally." What? No, wait, that wasn't in there. But yeah, you understand what I'm saying. So. Yeah, you could add another one to that. You could say that truth is vaccine disinformation, too, because that seems to be one of the latest news speaks that our, big brother is using with us. Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to believe that the Biden administration, big tech, that they couldn't possibly have the incorrect information about these mRNA shots or anything regarding this alleged pandemic. So their control of misinformation, that should just be fully embraced. Of course, they wouldn't have nefarious intents. And of course, they have only the correct information. You know, they have a crystal ball, actually, I heard. Did you know that?
Yeah. Okay, to be serious for a moment, what's happened is that scientists are no longer in charge of science in our modern world. In the 21st century, scientists have lost control of science. It's been purchased by the financiers and used by the politicians as a weapon. And the last time things like that happened, it was called the Dark Ages. You know, it lasted several hundred years after the collapse of another empire. You know, the Dark Ages rose up, and you were a heretic if you questioned the standard wisdom. If you questioned the Holy Catholic Church, then you off with your head, or burning you at the stake, or whatever. I mean, that's the period of discourse and I don't know, society that we're entering into. They have elevated Fauci and the white lab coats to the degree of your priest, confessor, and science is the new God, and you shall not question the science, or you are a heretic. And that's really where they brought, they're taking this. It's already there, but it's kind of couched in, you know, in language that is a holdover from previous century, when science was actual questioning and experiment. And if you couldn't reproduce things by experiment, then hey, then you were wrong, and you had to admit you were wrong and go back to the drawing board, create another hypothesis and test until you learn the truth. Yeah.
And of course you were a heretic if your science conflicted with the religious beliefs in that era. But now it's completely abandoned science for just this unified dogma, which serves centralized control.
And ever stronger centralized control too. There's never enough control. They let it up for a little bit. The lock, you know, 15 days to flatten the curve, man. 15 days to flatten the curve went to, you know, your small business is going to go out of business, but Walmart and Target and Netflix, they're going to be great. You know, this thing sought. It feeds so many different agendas that it's kind of a multi-purpose tool for these people. You know,
destroying. Yeah, so we have the digital ID. There are a lot of deaths which will occur in the immediate and long term from these shots, even from the lockdowns, and that even includes suicides. I mean, the young suicides have skyrocketed, but the economic deception, their need for a great reset economically, and consolidation of power, wealth transfer. Do you want to speak on that for a moment? Because that is an important part, and this is the perfect cover.
Yes, there is an unprecedented transfer of wealth taking place, more so than in all of recorded history. More is being concentrated in the hands of fewer and fewer. It just every day it gets worse, and that's insane. How could people that have so much want more? That just I don't understand it. And I think that everything is being manipulated to cause, you know, to facilitate that. The housing bubbles, the repo that the Fed is doing, it's all carefully orchestrated to transfer as much wealth as possible into the hands of the few. I wonder, stock market little fiasco where people made money on GameStop that they weren't supposed to, and the big hedge fund lost some. That was one of the few possible bright spots in the past year. And then you have to even question things like that. Was that manipulated? Was that part of all of this? It looked to be organic and genuine. It really did. And I hope it is, and I hope it's a sign of things to come. But, you know, I don't know. It does look like they have this all worked out ahead of time and war gamed out ahead of time, but then they have thought that about all of their other operations, you know, the false flags and the things that they pulled over the years. There's always been something that they mess up, whether it was Kennedy, being shot so many times that they had to kill that deputy to use it. He was a lookalike for Kennedy. That's why Tibbetts was killed during that assassination. And they used his body to make one body out of the JFK and hide that truth. So they mess up when they do these operations. And I hope that they've messed up this time to the point that there are enough people left who have integrity in the medical community and in the scientific community that will stand up and get the public to realize what's going on. That's my hope. My fear is that these people who stand up will be just identified for a future elimination, that this is all similar to the Operation Trust that was run in the Soviet Union, which people have thought that the QAnon thing was very much a echo of, that they told people, you know, that there's this military royal faction that's going to take back power, and this you just go along with they used it to identify their enemies, and then later eliminate them, and that could be what's going on here. The same thing happened in communist China in the late 50s, right before the Great Leap Forward. They had what they called the 100 Flowers campaign. It may have been, I think it was 100 Flowers. Sometimes I want to say 1,000 Flowers, where they allowed people to express their criticism of what was going on, and they were given more open free speech rules. And then, you know, in the early 60s, these people who spoke up had been identified and tagged, and then they were eliminated during the Cultural Revolution. And it's just a whole, you know, that's there's a history of that pattern over and over again, and I don't think that it's changed. You know, the same players have been at play a long time, so it looks like that could be what's happening. And that's my biggest fear, is that all of us who have stood up and like the nail that stands up, there's some proverb somewhere that says the nail that stands up gets hammered down, and here we are standing up, and that's no reason not to stand up, because if you don't stand up, then you're finished anyway. You know, at least if they take us out, we died on with our boots on, fighting and telling the truth, and that matters in this world, I think. If not for us now, at least for the future. If there's anything left, you know, if they can learn from us, don't do as we did. Don't let technology take over. You know, don't lose your connection with nature, because people, you know, just, they want interactions between people to take place virtually. The goal, so much of this is to eliminate contact between human beings. In Canada, there was a public official was recorded as saying that, oh, we have to keep the lockdowns because when people get out in the street, they talk to each other.
In Australia, they're saying not to talk to people you know when you're out and about.
Right, yeah. They want to eliminate the human element for different reasons. One, to keep their agenda, you know, running forward. They don't want us to getting together and discussing, you know, how ridiculous all this is, but also they just want to keep people isolated and alone and fearful, and convince you that you're dirty. Yeah.
I think of Agenda 21 more than anything at a global scale, what they're trying to advance with this pandemic. I mean, but of course, yes, this also mirrors what we've seen going back 100 years or more. I mean, the Russian Revolution, Weimar Germany,
yes,
and also just the economic situations, really, of 100 years ago. So we have those factors. We have this cultural takeover, if you will. We have government being controlled by big tech, with their getting their puppet in office through massive fraud and collusion of these big tech companies. And at the same time, though, I mean, on a global scale, they're trying to introduce all of the Agenda 21 initiatives, further them along. We find out that BLM's agenda with defund the police was about making way for problem reaction solution, the Hegelian dialectic, a federal police force. And now we're hearing that they're going to use the Capitol Police to carry that out, to say that they're having field offices in a couple of other cities already, San Francisco and I forget the other offhand, as a beta test for it. But yeah, so that's in the version of Capitol Police. They're going to have this federal police force, eventually UN police and you know, white hats and blue helmets and all of the rest of it will be the goal globally. And they've accomplished that far more overseas already than here. And of course, we've pointed out our Second Amendment, in addition to our First Amendment, because they're joined at the hip, it those very much stand in their way. But I see Agenda 21 as the biggest overarching goal. They don't want it, they're going to be having you fill out requests forms if you want to have a picnic in a park, national park, from now on. I just sent you this one story that I was looking into, and yeah, National Park Service. They have a total overhaul. They don't want you in national parks anymore. You know, ideally, they don't want you vacationing anymore. You know, they want you staying near your home, not your house. They don't want you to own They don't want people to be able to afford to own their own home or land whatsoever. But National Parks Service is to spy on picnics, family gatherings, weddings, and much more. I mean, you have to fill out permission forms for standard events like weddings, sports, picnics, and family gatherings. And, you know, give all this information, social security numbers, tax ID number, date of birth, address, telephone number, fax, email, you know, just the amount of people, all this additional information, and get a permit. And, you know, yeah, just this more federalized, centralized control, eventually global UN being, I'd say, the biggest apparent, you know, on the surface, you know, head of the snake.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. How ridiculous is that, that they want all that information for you to have a picnic on the park? It isn't any wonder, considering the person, and I don't know whether it was the Park Service or the Bureau of Land Management, one of these kinds of offices, or it might have even been Secretary of Interior, but this woman was nominated for a position along those lines, and she used to be a member of Earth First and has admitted to spiking trees back in the 80s and was headed to prison but turned state's evidence, and now she's hit the federal government over, you know, basically the forests, you know. So I don't know, I forgot exactly which agency she was going to be the head of, but this is crazy. This is a real domestic terrorist, a member of Earth First who was out spiking trees trying to kill or injure lumberjacks back in the forest back in the late 80s, and that's the kind of people who are running this country now. You know, it harkens back to the Obama administration with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. They're convicted domestic terrorists, but yet they're the ones running our country. That ought to tell us something. You know, this country's not ours anymore. It just we're in the midst of the Cloward-Piven plan and the / Kalergi plan for us, which was really a European thing. But that's what they're doing. They want to flood us with hundreds of millions of refugees.
And on that point, George Soros, he just funneled another 1 million to the Defund the Police active factions. Of course, as violent crime has already been surging, a lot of cities are trying to go back on that now and refund. But we were also trying to, but we were almost one-upping each other earlier. You were pretty surprised by that story. I can't find, I found it in some other locations now to confirm it. Israel is, for the time, halting tourists' entry into the country who've been vaccinated, because they're seeing that more than 50% of the new cases, quote unquote cases, and deaths are of the vaccinated. So you sent me this other story. People jabbed with placebos during vaccine trials will have the same privileges as those who are fully vaccinated.
How does that make any sense? If the vaccine is vital and you need it, if you got a placebo, it's okay. You're vaccinated too. It doesn't mean anything. Just go ahead. You know, it's all theater. It's all a charade. This is all about tyranny. You know, we're bringing in a new system, the Great Reset. Yeah, go ahead. It's okay. The shots mean nothing, really. You know, we'll be sailing.
we'll be right back, folks.
Yeah.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, another interesting headline: Pakistan shuts off phone service to non-vaccinated citizens.
Oh, man. This looks more and more like the mark of the beast every day. I always assumed that when that happened, that you'd know what it was, that it would be, look, you got to take this mark for this this big whatever the Antichrist turns out to be, that's going to be his mark. And all of the other things about it, that you have to have it to buy and sell and all that stuff, and it looks more like, I can see arguments that people make that's what this is. And, I don't know. I'm kind of undecided on that, because I always assumed that it was something that you would have to knowingly take and know what it was. But, I don't know.
Here we have a caller on the line, John in Tennessee. Hello, John. Hey, good day. What's on your mind?
Oh, Richard, I'm glad you brought me on after what Stephen said. First of all, I'll get to what he said in a minute, but first of all, you have heard of International Biosphere, right?
Yes. Somewhat.
Okay, well, I live in Tennessee, and years ago I took my family to the Smokies, and like all other families, we got out of the car and we stood inside in front of the welcome sign and took a picture. Well, Dad walked around to the back of the sign just to see what it was like. And the plaque on the back said, Smoky Mountains International Biosphere. So I went online and I started looking at the Everglades, and Yellowstone and Philadelphia, you know, the Independence Hall and Carlsbad Canyon and the caverns, and they're all international biospheres. So, gentlemen, I believe we've lost the country years ago. This was at least 17 years ago. I think we've lost it. We are part of a new world order, and no one has told us yet, although more and more people are beginning to see it. And, Stephen, what you were saying about the mark, I, like you, had believed all my life it was something that they would they couldn't force you to take it because it had to be a choice. Otherwise, right. You know, how can you be held accountable for something that was foisted upon you or forced physically? But the more that I look at this, the more I begin to believe that we've been taught improperly in church because we haven't done our study and our due diligence. I think it's entirely possible this is a mark. Even to the point of the protein they're using to make it visible under a UV light is derived from luciferase. Okay, and the penalty for not taking this vaccine is the same as a mark. Now you're talking about cutting off phone calls, turning the phones off. You can't communicate. You can't buy. You can't sell. You may not be able to go back to work. For the first time in my life of 64 years, I'm being encouraged by my employer to send them a photo, a picture of my vaccine card, and I'll get 8 hours pay. You know, for me, that's quite a bit of money, man. It's like what most people make in a week. But they're willing to pay me to take a shot that is untested, unproven. And when you look at their own website, at CDC's website, for vaccine adverse reaction, we can see it's not tested and it is killing people. But yet they're telling you, because of the efficacy of the vaccine, you know, you're going to have to do this and that. And we are in Oz. We are not in Kansas anymore. And you and I are the dogs to them, to the point where we're being rounded up. Listen, I may have said this before, but I'll run through it real quick. Inoculated. Your ocular receptors are your eyes. They're in your face, giving you an inoculation that is a vaccine, which is vodka and cinema combined, cattle movement, that's what vodka is, vaccaro, seeing is cinema, moving. So they're moving the cattle to be vaccinated using an injection. And the definition of injection, gentlemen, the forced introduction of an artificial cure to a disease. So the vaccine, the vaccination, the injection, isn't even a real cure. It's an artificial cure to a non-existent disease, but we're not listening. They're speaking, they're telling us, but we're not comprehending what words mean. They're important.
Here, let's hold you over through the break, John, and we'll be back. We can hear Stephen's response for you, sir. Stick around,
okay.
Folks.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And we just heard from John in Tennessee, who we still have on the line. Stephen, did you want to respond to what John was stating?
Yes. Thanks for the call, John. You know, our listeners on Republic Broadcasting, I learn a lot from you guys. I really am grateful that we have this audience and have this platform. Let me encourage everybody again to support it while I got a chance to make that statement. But yeah, in response, John, you know what you said about how these things, you said inoculation was like in your ocular, putting it in our face, and how these words kind of put things in our face. And you mentioned luciferase, okay, that name for that thing. I mean, that's just ridiculous that's the die. But what about these numbers that they used? Okay, there was this patent that Microsoft, it was Bill Gates who filed this patent for a new kind of cryptocurrency sensor that would be used in your body and use body movements or body functions or something to determine the value or the proof of work, like anyway, it was some kind of new digital currency that had to do with putting a chip inside a person, and the number for that was patent number 060606. And you know, patent numbers,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, just right in our face. And not only that, but then they had this House bill that was like the contact tracing bill during all this, and that was House Resolution 6666. I mean, they just stuff in our face like it's a big FU to all the Christians. They not only want to do this to us, they want to just, you know, like, just make us angry, try to humiliate. It's very, very, very premeditated and ridiculous at this point. Yeah. Please go ahead.
I think God requires them to tell us what they're going to do. It's a matter of whether or not you're listening. You know, we look at this and say, well, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, but it's like they're making fun of us. No, God's telling, he's given us every opportunity to understand the day that we're in, and people are rejecting it. So you're going to get what you deserve. You know, it's like you're going to get it. His wrath is like a wine press. He's given you every opportunity. I'm not talking about you specifically, but us as a whole creation. He's given opportunity to see that what he has put in the book is real, and it's true. They know it. I'm convinced that Bill Gates is Devil Bill Gates, and Dr. Fauci is Dr. Death. Words mean things. Fauci in Italian means sickle. He is the Grim Reaper. He's smiling and laughing and cracking jokes during the middle of a pandemic that he says is going to kill billions. Well, he doesn't tell you that he has patents on it that are going to make him a wealthy, 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 wealthy man. George Church, who's the father of CRISPR technology and genetic engineering, has got as a sponsor that he puts on his website at Harvard, DARPA is one of his sponsors, and no one sees it. When they see it, they say, well, that must be a good thing. That's just one.
Yeah, scary times.
So they're genetically modifying people. They're turning you into a transhuman. They are technocrats. They believe that they can run your life better than you can. They're the king and you're the servant.
Yes, they never want you to forget that either.
Anyway, Richard, thank you for letting me go here, because a lot of hosts, even on RBN, will not allow it. But I'm telling you, it's real. I can't force anyone to come to understanding. I can only pray that they do, and I pray that everyone that's listening realizes that this is real. There's only one way out. And his name is Jesus. Thank you both.
Thanks
again for the call, John. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Okay. Well, Stephen,
I'll tell you one other thing I was going to say to John in regards to this was I wonder how many generations have been fooled by that Scofield Bible that always told them that you don't have to fight back, because there's going to be this rapture that's going to take everybody up to heaven real quick before you ever have to go through anything bad or experience any trial or tribulation. You know, God got you. He got your back, and you're going to be out of here before it even starts. And I mean, the whole left behind thing they did, it's like they one big psyop for a couple of centuries now, since Scofield had that in his Bible, to just keep people from, you know, from the whole Zionism thing kind of comes out of that. You know, I was thinking of that while he was telling us this. It's a sad, sad time we're living through.
Indeed. Okay, well, do we have another caller, Stephen? Who do we have in the queue?
Let me see who. Let me look on, and we got. Let me look at the. And it is. Dave from New York. Hi, Dave. Are you there?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to start here with Rand Paul. What he did was he converted a logical argument into an emotional argument with Fauci. And I concluded that, especially after I spoke to someone in line in the store behind me, and somehow we got on the topic, and he said, oh, Rand Paul's an idiot. You know, and I said, well, have you seen Dr. David Martin's work on 73 patents related to the creation of spike protein? He's there, oh, my sister's an epidemiologist, you know. And so what has happened is people get emotionally divided on this. They make their own conclusions, and they've made it on an emotional basis. And I think, you know, if you look at Fox News and Dan Bongino's show, these guys are talking about nothing. I mean, I could never stand the news. That's why I'm listening here. That's why I'm talking here. Because people are trying here, you know? They're trying, and they're coming through with certain things. But if we don't analyze, in this problem with the COVID. There is science involved, and we have good resources in the scientific field who are dealing with this. We have Dr. Richard Fleming. He came out. He is involved in, because he's an attorney as well, he's involved in the proceedings in The Hague. But, you know, he's a scientist, and he says, well, the Delta variant exists, and he shows data showing that. Dr. David Martin says, no, it's a PCR fabrication, but David Martin is a businessman. Well, Dr. David Martin is very well-educated in the patent literature, and what he did there was good. We have to look at the expertise people have.
Okay, all right, thank you.
We're going to break.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's see, we have Jerry in Missouri. Jerry in Missouri. Hello. Hello, what's on your mind?
Thank you for accepting this call. I would like to say on the air, if John from Tennessee ever wants to call me, you know, I really, really would like to talk to that man, and the board operator has my phone number and will stand by. Okay? Thank you. I would like to offer to you some information, and we have an item that they call COVID, C-O-V-I-D. Now, in the history of languages, and of course English, everything was read from right to left. Nowadays, we read English from left to right. Mm-hmm. If you read COVID from right to left, it spells D-O-V-I-C. If you go to early English, that D-I-V-O-C means divorce. That's what this is about, for individuals to be divorced from the father. Now, that, you know, that's my homework. Now, the next item is you've got the number 19. Oh, let me back up. Divos, D-I-V-O-S, it meant multiple divorces. And you got a group out there that call themselves. Now, on the number 19, the leaders of the bad angels, I've got their names all the way down, but when you get to the 19th, that guy's name, not knowing if it's a male or female, is Terrell. So, John is right on point. I just tried to support what he's saying. To go through everything takes hours and hours. I understand people don't have that kind of time. John is dead right about his subject matter. I'm only trying to clarify a couple of points. And you do get marked because guess what? Your DNA is guaranteed changed. And there's millions of good people on this planet that are not going to wake up and they're going to get their DNA changed. They're going to get marked. I really appreciated this show. I accidentally listened today. I was scheduled to do something else. And, you know, thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Thanks for the call, too.
Stephen, did you want to elaborate on that?
I always thought you would have to know what you were doing when you did it, but yeah. I can see that, you know, they say the devil is the father of lies, so certainly that makes sense, that the whole thing would be about deception and fooling people when it came about, you know, when you think about it. So I just hope that people will wake up and not take it. Even if that's not what it is, it's not good. It's deadly, okay? And it's just like Windows, the Windows for your immune system. Instead of having to get an update, you're going to have to get a new booster because, you know, they're going to release the new virus the same way they did.
I was watching a video regarding comments that one scientist made in their research on the immune system. You're saying
I saw this. There's a scientist who was studying this, and he said that people who had one shot, this is in the UK, and he is studying how these shots worked, how effective they were. He said after one shot that there was a drastic reduction in the immune system of that person who took it, and in someone who had had two of them, it was a 60% reduction in the number of antibodies that they had to fight this. So eventually, you're going to have to get a booster every time a new variant comes out. And
you no longer own your immune system. You lease it.
It's the same way they did with operating systems and computers.
Oh, this is an operating system. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what I see. That's what's happening as well.
And amazing. We have people who have been in both industries like Bill Gates around all of this.
Wow. What are the odds, you know?
What are the odds? And as far as, reference to these different variants, I mean, from what I understand, this is largely due to region that they're getting the names for these. And I mean, as far as the PCR test, we know that it doesn't determine whether you've had anything, a coronavirus or otherwise, currently or in the past. You know, you're amplifying remnants and portions of sequences that are going to light up a host of different potential.
Yes, and that goes back to the beginning of how they developed this test, because they did not have an isolated virus to map genetically or to take a sample from. They just used a computer-generated guess as to what it would be.
I think Rand Paul should be talking about how the PCR tests are meaningless. I think Rand Paul should also be talking about how these shots, these mRNA shots, do not stop you from acquiring virus variants, and they don't stop you from transmitting either. Things that will give a positive PCR test, but those even conflict each other, because what is something that you're getting or giving off? You know, according to a PCR test, it could be any number of things that you have or had in the past.
I agree. Yeah, Rand should be talking about all these things. Should be flooding him with emails and.
Well, here we have another caller. We shouldn't miss Henry in Connecticut. Hello, sir. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I totally agree on what you just talked about regarding Rand Paul. And it reminds me about, as I go through some of these videos and productions that I'm seeing on the alt-right, it seems to me that the vast majority of the alt-media is owned by the same people that control the mainstream media. They're pushing this false narrative that there actually is, that the virus actually is real. One of your previous callers mentioned this David Martin. I'm not sure if you're familiar with his work, but he seems like a total fraud to me. He's that patent guy, and if you've seen any of his work, it seems like he's fighting for us. But that's because most of us haven't learned how to think past the first layer of the deception. It's insanity. Everywhere you turn now, I can remember like recently, 14, 15 months ago, you could get some reliable information on alt media, but your show is one of the very few left. The people who call into your show, for the most part, I agree with everyone I hear and yourself. It's just that the alt media now it seems to me it's totally controlled. The information is, like you were just talking about Rand Paul, we're talking about false narratives constantly. I don't know. It's just sickening.
I noticed yesterday that Dr. Kaufman was on InfoWars. And, I've been very interested in a lot of the things he said too, as well as David Martin, the patent guy. But you never know. The one thing that Dr. Kaufman said over the past year and a half was when he kept harping on the Coke or the Koch, I don't know how you say this, Coke principle, postulates that this didn't meet, but that had been, that wasn't really used by the industry anymore. And it made everyone who quoted him sound like they were a little, out of touch, that they didn't know what they were talking about, even though he was accurate.
Yeah, the whole thing is prearranged and staged just to misguide, misdirect, and confuse. And it seems like it's coming down to the discernment that it seems like it's coming down to that there's just a small percentage of people that God has given the discernment skills, enough of the discernment skills, to be able to maneuver through this nonsense and this myriad of disinformation. I'm just so sick of it. And the other thing I noticed...
Thank you, sir. We'll hold you through the break to give you the final.
Okay.
To help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And we're on the line with Henry in Connecticut. And Henry, I agree. I mean, even in the independent media, a lot of the websites I'll frequent, some of this information, such as what I was just mentioning earlier, will be covered in some articles, but then they'll be forgotten by most of the authors and most of the other articles to follow when talking about related aspects of this great reset or something political or COVID related on the side. So it very much does not seem to go much deeper, increasingly. Yep. So, but you had another point you wanted to make, sir.
Yeah, just a couple of quick ones. You know, the other thing I've noticed about most of these people who are becoming very popular on the anti-vax side, the Ten Pennies and the Carrie Medes or whatever her name is, if you look into their background, you'll find out that they're almost all New Agers. And so I question a lot about their integrity there. And I have respect, and the other company, with all of them, that I've noticed, because I've done my own research, is I have no respect for these people that push the Nazi narrative, and they all do. And, you know, that war is what opened the door for this Jewish communist dominance that we're all experiencing right now. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I have one final point. You can disagree with me as strongly as you want to, but I'm going to say this. We all didn't come from one common ancestor. Anybody who thinks that doesn't have brain cells that are connecting. The Bible was written for and about the Caucasian race. Study the original languages, and it's very clear. The war on whites during this nonsense that's going on is not a coincidence. That's all I've got to say.
Well, Stephen Douglas Whitener, I'll give you the final word with the minute or two left. Stephen? Or did you get cut off? Are you there, Stephen? See you, but I'm not hearing you. All right. I mean, you look like you're here. There. Hello, Stephen. I think I hear you now. Or perhaps not. All right. I don't know what happened to your signal, Stephen, but we will hear from you again this coming Friday. Are you there? Oh, there you are.
I don't know what happened. I lost audio for a moment, and then it just beeped back in there. That was very strange.
The deep state doesn't want you to respond. Well, do you have a quick response for the caller?
Oh, yeah.
For Henry.
Yes, thanks for I agree with everything he said, and I'd like to give a quick plug on that note to Jeremy and Williams Thursday night at 10 o'clock show. They're going to have some very interesting shows coming up next couple of weeks. Our last one, yeah. Uh-oh, and I've lost it again.
I hear you. I hear you now.
My Skype is breaking.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me? My Skype is breaking up.
Fine. I hear you fine, Stephen. All right. Well, look forward to having you back next Friday. Have a good weekend, sir. Always a pleasure. And thank you to all the listeners. Please support RBN, folks. No contributions are the only way this is able to continue.
Man.
Ground for Patrick Henry, National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.